gone vision. There's a sign upon your door.
All right. Well, this is Vinny, one of the pirate crew, and also the president of the PGI Fishing Club. Frank is out front working, turned his back on me, so I thought I'd do a maiden voyage on our first show for the Fishing Club. And I've got a guest speaker with me today, and that's good old Jim Crawley. And he is the vice president of the club, and going to be my expert to discuss snook fishing in Charlotte Harbor. So I'm going to pass it over to Jim here, let him talk a little bit. But before I do, just, you know, a little introduction. You know, I think we started this in January, where with every fish of the month that we have within our club, I try to bring in one of the members or a couple of our members in the club that have experience with that particular species and can help the rest of the membership get after those fish and catch them, do a better job catching them. So snook is our fish of the month for April. I know we're a couple weeks into it already. Hopefully we'll be able to help all the membership get some pointers on how to get onto those fish. So with that, Jim, what do you think about the snook fishing that's going on so far this month?
I think the snook fishing is going to be really good this year. According to the FWC, snook stocks are stable and rising. They're higher than they've been in a long time. They've made a very good comeback from the freeze that we had a few years ago. And in addition to fish stocks being really good and increasing, even with the open season now, where you can take a few fish in a small slot, fish stocks are still doing very well in climbing. Yeah. So it looks good. It looks good. In addition to stocks being good, the it ends up that the studies show that when we've had a lot of rain, like we've had, especially around this El Nino year, we've had a lot of rain, and it really cranks up the prey for snook. So when they usually go up and overwinter up in the streams, clear up into fresh water, and then when they start coming down in the spring, you know, now all that bait, crawfish and sunfish and, you know, all the freshwater species start coming out into the rivers at this time, and then snook are there feeding on them. So yeah, you know, with a plentiful supply of prey and you know, a nice wet winter, we should have a banner year. Yeah, on snook.
Yeah, you know, at least what I've been seeing so far, and you can confirm this with me or not, because I know you've been out there quite a bit. We're always going to have snook in the canals in PGI. So, you know, if somebody is wanting to target snook, you can more than likely always catch a snook somewhere within the canal system in PGI, under the docks. You know, some of the inlets into our canal system as well are always good. But from what I'm seeing and hearing, it's, you know, coming on spawn for the snook. And so a lot of the snook are starting to move out of the canal system and move out of the mangroves and starting to get into the flats and heading south. And I would suspect very soon we're going to start seeing the snook piling up on the beaches, and we can start to try and target them, you know, off of the beaches, you know, outside, you know, north and south of Boca.
Yeah, you know, that's certainly coming. And I think a lot of them have moved down. I've been fishing along the mangroves on the east wall and have caught quite a few snook, some nice ones up to 35 inches. And so they're moving down. In the mouth of the Peace. So it ought to be the same in the Mayak. I haven't fished up there yet, but there's been some under the mangroves along the Peace and coming down the east wall, and they're definitely working their way down to the beaches for the spawn. So it's a good place to look for them.
So Jim, if you know, you were heading out in the morning to target snook, what are some of the things that you would do to prepare for it? What would you bring with you? You know, what kind of tackle, lures, bait, things like that? You know, how would you approach it and what would you do?
First, I would, I've been using 2,000 to 3,000 size reels, and what's been working real well is Sabils. And I've taken them and changed the treble hooks to single hooks, and it makes the release a lot easier on the snook. Usually, you know, you when you can catch a rising tide up into the in the mangroves along the edges, especially on the points, that's where I'd start.
Yeah.
And you know, you want to catch some moving water. They like moving water, but you know, they can deal with slower moving water as well. So yeah. Sometimes you'll find them back in the mangroves, but the bigger ones I think are going to be closer to the outer part.
You know, my experience with snook so far, and what I've learned is, they're generally a lazy fish, and they're sitting back, laying down, face into the tide, into the current, waiting for that bait to pass by, and then they're going to strike. They're not out hunting. They're not like a redfish out hunting for their food. They're sitting back, laying around, waiting for it to come past them.
They're opportunistic,
yeah,
is what I'd say. And you're right. Just the shape of their body, they're really streamlined so that they can lay back, face into the current. You're going to find them usually facing into the current and waiting for something to come by that they can pounce on.
Yeah.
The other thing, you know, in preparation, I would say for snook is that you know, the leader is, you don't want to use at least 40-pound leader. If you've handled snook very much, you know that their gill plates are very sharp. You cut your hands up, and, you know, they'll flare those gills, and they'll cut you off. So when you get, if you're catching smaller ones, it's not going to be a problem. But, you know, when you get that overslot snook, if you don't have 40-pound leader, you're going to lose him at the boat.
You know? Yeah. Yeah, and I know my experience has been, and it could be totally, I could be totally off base, but for the bigger snook, the battle is won in the first 5 seconds, 5 to 10 seconds, and then right at the boat.
Mm-hmm.
But in the first 5 to 10 seconds, that snook is heading home. It is heading into structure. It's gonna go wrap a piling. It's gonna get into the mangroves, but it's gonna go where it can get hidden and break your line off.
Absolutely.
And it's almost like they're experienced at it. They've done it a bunch of times, and they know that's what they got to do. So, you know, if you've got a loose drag and you're going to let that larger snook run much at all, you're likely to lose it.
Yep. If you're another place a lot of people can look for snook is at night and around the bridges. And if you're going to be fishing in those areas, I would say you want to step that up to about a number 5,000 size reel, just for what you're saying, because they're going to make a fast break for pilings and cut you off on the barnacles. And if you've got a bigger reel with stronger drag, you're going to be able to turn him, and you're going to, or turn her, because those larger ones are females, be able to turn her away and tire her out and get her back to the boat.
Yeah. If I were to, you know, if I were going to recommend to anybody, you know, that's going to go out during the day to target snook, I would probably say get down around Turtle Bay and, you know, further south, fish the flats, as well as get into those inlets and get into those little pockets where you got some moving water. But I'd be moving there. If I was going to advise someone that's wanting to fish snook at night, the 41 bridge is always a good place to get onto the snook. Right now, if you go there at night and work it at night, your odds of catching a snook or a tarpon are pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
The big challenge that you have with the 41 bridge, aside from there's quite a bit of pressure at the 41, but more so, there's a lot of places for snook to hide. And so you got to work it. And I know my experience at night at the 41, you want to work in and out of the shadows from the street lights. You know, you want to be fishing where you got that shadow coming down from the light, and work your bait or your lure in and out of that shadow into the light, and work. Typically, I like to work the north end of the bridge.
I would agree. And, you know, and in those, at night like that, also, that's a good time if you've caught small ladyfish, pinfish. This would be a good place to use live bait. And maybe you want to put them under a bobber and with no weight and let them free swim and dart around. They'll be distressed. They'll be giving off that signal. Be easier for them to find. You know, snook have that large lateral line that runs down the side that helps them locate their prey. And you got a distressed pinfish on a hook, he's going to be giving off those signals of come and eat me. And they're gonna come for that. So
yeah,
that's the place I'd use that. Yeah. You know, also, you know, if you find those points off the flats and you find channels, that's where you're gonna find some of the larger ones running down the side. They'll be in those deeper channels next to the flats as they work their way down to Boca Grande and out on the beaches. That's a good place to look for the larger ones.
Yeah. What type of lures would you use, Jim, if you were going to specifically use artificials?
I'd stick with the Sabiels. You know, I've caught them with Sabiels. I've caught them on the Miradines, and also, the marsh minnow, the Miralure marsh minnow, yeah, as a paddle tail, kind of a silvery fleck pattern, and, seems to attract them as well.
You know, just I know a lot of the members in the club know this, especially some of the more seasoned fishermen, but just so everybody knows, you know, my experience here at Frank's, most of the lures that are sold out of this store or any store, I don't know what it is with the manufacturers, but they're not putting good heavy hooks on these lures. The treble hooks just are not industrial strength. So if you go out and you buy a new storm lure or a Rapala or a Sabiel, and you're targeting large redfish, large snook, things like that, replace the hooks before you can go after them, because nine times out of ten, a good sized snook is going to straighten or snap those hooks.
Yep, that's a real good point. Every lure I buy, I the first thing I do is change them to take the split rings off and put on at least 45 pound split rings, and then go to a single hook that's a heavier duty wire, because you're going to be fine with those hooks that come with them when you're catching those little 2 pounders. You know, it's when what's going to break your heart is when you get that real trophy fish, and they're going to straighten it, or they're going to leave with the hook and straighten out the split ring. So you want to definitely, that's the first order of business before it ever hits your tackle box.
Yeah, I'd say, you know, you start getting into slot snook, they're at the size where they're going to straighten those hooks
out. Yep.
So
you only got to lose one.
And you've lost a few.
Absolutely, and that's why that's the first thing I do is go home and change all the split rings and hooks before I ever put them in the tackle box.
All right. Jim, any other tips, pointers you'd like to share with everybody?
Well, those areas on points where there's moving water, you know, any place, you know, you can find snook wherever you can find redfish. Is pretty much what I find. You can find them under the mangroves. If you can find, a lot of times under, you'll have a past the bar, or if there's a close in around some of the islands, it'll be shallower, and then it'll get deeper right up next to the mangroves and under the mangroves, and that's where you're going to find them. You're going to find them deep up under there. They're going to be hidden. They're going to be and a good place to attack any bait that's going along. So those are definitely places to be be searching.
Another tip I'd share, and I think this is probably the first time I ever went fishing with John Gettinger, and we were fishing for redfish and snook, and we're down around Turtle Bay and we're fishing in the flats, and John takes a pinfish, puts it on a bobber, pitches it out behind the boat, and puts it in the rocket launcher. And it's just sitting there by itself. We're not paying any attention to it. We're both casting and fishing. And lo and behold, John hooks up a nice snook off of that pinfish while we're both, cast fishing for snook. So if you have the ability to put another rod out, just put a pinfish on a bobber and have it behind the boat while you're fishing.
Absolutely. Absolutely. One of the biggest snook I've ever caught was on a pinfish, on a bobber, trailing behind the boat as I'm working the mangroves with a lure.
Yeah.
And, the other thing that's funny about snook is that there's times when you can see them and you can put the bait right in front of them and they're not going to bite. There's other times they'll bite anything. I've been fishing for black drum with sand fleas and shrimp on a hook and caught a 40-inch snook. So you just never know. When they're in the mood, you put the food in front of them. They're gonna take it.
Yeah.
And, but there's gonna be times where you can see them and nothing you can do will get them to bite. So you just never know. But you just got to keep working it.
When in doubt, the membership can just go to Bob Barrett's underwater light behind his house. He's
been right.
Raising snook there for the last couple of years.
Right.
So
that's right.
I'm sure Bob will appreciate
this
comment.
He keeps a cooler out there on the dock, so you can pick up a cold beer and fish his snook.
Take one of his pets. All righty. So Jim, anything we got? We've got our club meeting coming up this Tuesday. Any highlights for that?
Well, we've got Danny Latham is going to be speaking on snook fishing, and he's one of the premier captains in the Charlotte Harbor area. He's been fishing here a long time. He's a big proponent on doing the right thing with the fish and saving the harbor to have a continued fishery here. So I'm looking forward to Danny, and I think he'll be very informative.
Yeah.
So,
and you've also got Gary
Ingman going to stop in and speak for a few minutes on the CCA. He has contacted the CCA. He's going to get much more involved. Their national office is enthusiastic when he told them that the PGI Fishing Club was interested in doing projects to preserve the harbor. I know we're all concerned about the bait and the food, with it being dragged for shrimp, and a lot of the damage that's been done to the grass beds. I mean, we've been going to meetings about pole and troll and different things to address these issues. And I think if the CCA gets behind us, then I think they can help bring about some changes here in the harbor. They were instrumental in getting the commercial fishing out of Tampa, they've done some good things down in Lee County, and they're anxious about doing something here in Charlotte. There's some big CCA clubs in both Sarasota County and Lee County, and with several hundred members. And I think we can, if we get behind it, I think we can really make a difference on the future fishing in the harbor. It certainly made a difference in Tampa. The redfish have come back strong there. Snook are strong, and I think we can do that here.
Yeah.
So
all right.
We're looking forward to he's got some ideas on how to get more involvement, and we're going to get, I think we're going to get a lot of support out of the CCA, and he's just going to give us a brief rundown of what his goals are for Charlotte Harbor.
Well, that'll be good.
But the PGI Fishing Club should be the pivotal you know, it should be the point for Charlotte Harbor. We've got 550 members. We live here on the harbor. We fish the harbor. We're really the key to making it happen and getting things changed here and improving the fishing in Charlotte Harbor.
Yeah. Well done, Jim. Well, we've got our club meeting 7 o'clock Tuesday evening. You know, anyone listening to this broadcast, specifically if you live in Punta Gorda Isles, come on down as a guest and see what we're all about. You'd be very welcome to join us. Even if you don't live out there and you want to see what we're all about, come on down. And you'd be more than welcome to join us. Punta Gorda Isles Civic Association Auditorium is where we hold it, 7 o'clock Tuesday night. I don't recall off the top of my head what the fish of the month is next month, but we'll do this again earlier in the month to get someone in to talk about that particular species and ways to catch it. I hope this is informative to everybody. And with that, we will close out the session.
There's a sign up on your door.
Pops, don't blab it around, will you?
Gone fishing.
Keep it shady. I got me a big one staked out.
You ain't working anymore.
I don't have to work. I got me a piece of Gary.
Cows need milking in the barn.
I have the twins on that detail. They each take a side.
But you just don't give a darn.